Bibles, if you would, to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2. We do thank Brother Gordon and Home Church for the invitation and the great privilege and responsibility to stand here at this time. We thank you for your goodness, graciousness, hospitality, all that we've enjoyed over the last couple days. We're thankful for all the work that goes into the conference and how much that blesses us to be partakers of your labors. Thank you so much. We appreciate those ladies singing. I don't think there's a shortage of good, godly ladies. There's a lot of them, and we have several in our church. And if you know of any good godly men who are serious about finding one to spend their life with, serve the Lord with, you let us know. I look about and I see several churches God has blessed with a lot of young folks, young adults, a lot of children, even at this conference. That's a blessing. Sometimes we forget to notice God is blessing us. Some churches don't experience that, but there's a lot here who do. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'd like to just read verse 14 through 18. I want to speak, as the Lord will allow us, on the subject, dispensers of the word. Dispensers of the word. 2 Timothy 2, verse 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Verse number 15, we're encouraged, particularly as preachers, but I believe all of God's people, likewise, to study the Word, to study the book, study the Bible that we hold within our hands tonight. And the ministers are told to study the Word that they might rightly divide the Word. Rightly divide the Word. That term, rightly divide, actually comes from just one word. It means to cut straight, to dissect correctly, to divide right. Or, I think, most accurately, to distribute properly. Study to show yourself a workman approved unto God who can properly distribute the word. You want to think about dispensers of the word. First and foremost, the Holy Spirit is the dispenser of the word. The dispenser of truth. There is no truth dispensed. There is no truth understood. There is no truth preached. There is no truth taught. There is no truth stood for without the Holy Spirit. accomplishing that. When you get frustrated with having explained to somebody something you believe or something that is plainly seen and taught in the Word of God and they don't get it, remind yourself they don't get it because the Spirit of God does not reveal it to them. And you can talk till you're blue in the face and they're not going to get it until the Holy Spirit of God reveals it. He is the revealer of truth. He is the chief dispenser, if you would, of the Word. That's why we should put much more prayer behind the opening of God's Word, the preaching of the gospel, praying that the Holy Spirit would make the Word effectual. Everyone gathered here tonight who believes anything that is truth believes it because the Holy Spirit revealed it to you. Not your wisdom, not your intelligence, your intellect, or who it was who told it to you or taught it to you. But if you believe any measure of truth, the Holy Spirit has revealed that to you. And our churches, and the truths we stand for, are the result of the work of the Holy Spirit. If you're here and you struggle with anything that you have heard preached in this conference, you struggle with anything that you regularly hear your preacher preach or taught in the church where you go, pray and seek and ask the Holy Spirit to dispense the Word to you. Amen. Let us always be very humble about what we know and what we believe, because it is the Holy Spirit that taught us. Jesus called the Holy Spirit in John 14, verse 17, the Spirit of truth. And when He has come, the Spirit of truth, Jesus said the Spirit of truth would lead God's people into truth. But we also read in the Word of God that the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord's true local New Testament Baptist church, is the pillar and ground of truth. So first and foremost, the Holy Spirit is the chief dispenser of the Word. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has been given the truth, has been given the Word of God. And the church has a responsibility and is a dispenser of the Word. We should dispense nothing else. I read a saying just last week in my studies, little poem, I guess you would call it, entitled "What's Wrong with Our Church?" And I'm not going to try to remember how all that went, but the very first paragraph said, "There's nothing wrong with our church because our church preaches the Word of God to all ages, from the youngest to the oldest." And that is true, I believe, of the Baptist churches represented during the course of this conference. There's nothing wrong with our churches. God has not called us to come up with new innovative ways or means to entertain people. He has called us as New Testament Baptist churches to be dispensers of the Word. And if we're dispensers of the Word, we are faithful, we are good servants and good bodies of Christ, and nothing to be ashamed of. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. I believe that so narrowly, I don't believe there's any other institution on the face of this earth that truth has been committed to. Amen. Only the Lord's local New Testament assembly. There are no boards. There are no organizations. The truth is committed to the Lord's church. You don't think you need a church? You're here visiting, or you're here and have been, or don't think you need to be a member of a true New Testament Baptist church? If you want to be fed, you want to hear and receive truth and have the Word dispensed, you need a church, a true church, Not a church that will tickle ears or entertain your kids, but a church that will preach the word service after service to every age group in the church. Church is the pillar and ground of truth. Dispensers of the word. If it weren't for New Testament Baptist churches, we wouldn't have truth. Because God has committed truth to the New Testament Baptist Church. But as we go a little bit farther down this chain, as has been read a couple times already, we go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, and in relationship to the Lord's church, in verse number 11 of Ephesians 4, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers." God has given us preachers and pastors as dispensers of the word. God in His wisdom, God in His ordained plan, has placed within our New Testament Baptist churches, the pillar and ground of the truth, He has placed within our churches pastors and preachers to be preachers and proclaimers and dispensers of the word. There are those who don't think they need a church. Then there are those who don't think they need a preacher. They know better than God, don't they? No, they don't know anything. Because God has said, "I will give you pastors after mine heart, and they will feed you with the truth. I have made my New Testament church the pillar and ground of the truth, and in my churches I will place pastors and prophets and preachers who will dispense the word." You want to be fed, you want to grow, you want to develop, you want to be at the center of God's will, know what God's will is. And if you're saved, you need to be in a New Testament Baptist church that is the pillar and ground of the truth, where nothing but the Word of God is preached, and where you find a pastor and a preacher who dispenses the Word. And that's the only thing you ought to critique the man of God by. Don't critique him by personality. Don't critique him by looks. Don't critique him by flash or by flair or by volume or lack of volume. Don't judge him by any other preacher. If he faithfully preaches and dispenses the word of God, you ought to love him for all that he's worth. Thank God for him. Listen to the word that is dispensed. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. I believe and I understand that this last phrase, pastors and teachers, is actually speaking about one person. You may disagree. It's really one word here. It's talking about pastors that teach.
Amen, brother.
You have a man of God that stands before you week after week and preaches and teaches and plows the word of God. God has given you something precious. We have pastors that preach and teach and dispense the word for the perfecting of the saints, for the maturing of the saints. You'll not be perfected outside of God's ways and God's means. You'll not be perfected truly as well as you should be or could be outside of the Lord's church and outside of sitting under the preaching of God's word. There's a work called the work of the ministry. And it's through that work of the ministry that the body of Christ is edified. The result is that we henceforth be no more children. We might grow, develop, know truth, be able to speak the truth in love. The Word of God tells us in Acts chapter 20, Let's just turn over there quickly. Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, talking to pastors. You know this setting here, Paul has called the elders of the church of the Ephesians together, speaking to these men. He says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. To feed the church of God. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ that was purchased with His own blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. And as we see in this text, because Christ was God, with the blood of God, the Lord's church was purchased. And over that blood-bought institution, He places pastors. And pastors feed the people of God. Not with smooth things or things that please the flesh, but with the Word. We're to feed the church of God with the Word of God. Be dispensers of the Word. Another means of dispensing the Word is through teaching and through teachers. I don't think we as Baptists really understand how important the teaching of God's Word is. I don't know if the average member in the average Baptist church really appreciates the significance of the Sunday school hour. One of the signs of that being true is if you look at the attendance at Sunday school and the attendance and the worship service in the average Baptist church, there's some difference there. I'll just go to church. I don't need Sunday school. You need Sunday school. Under the authority given to us as New Testament Baptist churches, we have Sunday school so that from the pulpit, the Word of God can be taught further. The pulpit is the place of truth in a church. And Sunday school is an arm of the pulpit. The purpose of the Sunday school is for the teaching of God's Word. You need preaching. You need to sit under the faithful ministry of the man of God in the house of God. And you need to make yourself available every time the Word of God is being taught. In the Sunday school hour, I can remember growing up, you had the Sunday school hour, you had Sunday morning church. Then in the afternoon or in the evening, sometimes they called them training unions, sometimes they called them other things, but I can remember having classes even before the evening service. Folks, we need all that we can get of the Word of God. And we need to sit under the dispensing of the Word of God. We need to be in the house of the Lord where the truth is being preached, where the Bible is being opened up, and where God's man is preaching. We need to be sitting in our Sunday school classes underneath sound teaching and teachers and soaking up all that we can as the Word of God is dispensed. I have such a burden for this. I have challenged our Sunday school teachers time and time again. I basically said to them, if you can't study and if you can't prepare and you can't give your best to your class, then step down and let somebody else who can do that do it. Amen. It's that important, folks. Amen. As we said in our Sunday school classes and the Word of God is being dispensed, something important is happening there. The Word of God is always sanctifying us, always washing over us, always purifying us, always accomplishing the Word of God. Teachers, those given the responsibility of teaching, should take that with great seriousness. For years and years and years, churches where I've pastored bought material. Never did like the material. So much of it just had to be thrown away. You find pictures of Jesus Christ. Well, you can't hand that out. We don't know what Jesus Christ looked like in the flesh. The way he is depicted in purchased material is unscriptural. Amen. It's a shame for a man to have long hair, and yet in all of the pictures he has long hair. Then you have the teachings and the doctrinal things. And I really fear that in many Baptist churches where purchased material is used, that becomes a crutch, and the Sunday school teacher puts off and puts off and puts off the very last minute, maybe sometimes as late as Sunday morning, whips out their prepared little material, reads through it, says, "I'm ready." No. That doesn't work. Study to show yourself approved unto God was the exhortation God, through the Apostle Paul, gave to all the ministers, particularly Timothy, that he was instructing there. Teaching is such an important way that the word is dispensed. Paul wrote to the Hebrews, Chapter 5, at a time when you ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again. Teaching, folks, is scriptural. Teachers are scriptural. Being felt called of the Lord to teach and have that responsibility is scriptural. If you're in that position, take it seriously. Apply yourself to the Word of God. Be a faithful dispenser of God's Word. We have recently just done away with purchasing anything, just using the Word of God, telling our teachers to be in the book, preach and teach the Word. I believe there is a dispensing of the word that is personal and individual also. Paul said in Acts chapter 17, after he had preached in Thessalonica and was basically driven out of there, he went to Berea and he preached, and he commended the Bereans because the Bereans searched the scriptures, rather those things were so. If you're saved by the grace of God, you have the Spirit of God within you. You can open up the Word of God and you can learn and you can grow and you can have the Word of God dispensed to you as you study it. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth, the only institution that has the word of truth committed to it. In that church, he gives us pastors and prophets and preachers and missionaries, of course, under that heading. He gives us teachers, and God's people should be in the word, not just three times a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. God's people need to be in the Word every day. Your Bible ought not to sit on the church pew idle all week long, or on the coffee table idle all week long. You need to have a copy of the Word of God that you're opening and that you're reading, that you're studying, that you're seeking the Lord to dispense truth to you from. We won't go into all these things, but as we focus basically in on preachers, prophets, missionaries, and then teachers, and then individual study of the Word of God, we find in the Word of God warnings that there are false preachers and will always be false preachers. There are false teachers and will always be false teachers. And there are individuals who are ever learning and not able to come to the knowledge of truth. Amen. Who seek but don't ever find truth. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering, because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers or preachers. And they'll find their false preachers there everywhere. Second Peter 2 tells us, let's turn there. Verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and will bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways. Dispensers of the word are faithful God-called men. We need to be under them, listening and following, growing under them. Thank God for those that He places over us who are true preachers. Amen. Because there are many false preachers. Preachers that'll tell you anything you want. Thank God for churches that take serious the teaching ministry of the Word of God. Use that to your advantage. Thank God for teachers that teach truth. Because there are many false teachers, and there's no shortage of them. And there's also a false individual dispensing if we're not careful. I think all this cascades down from the Holy Spirit, the church, which is the pillar and ground of the truth, our being under sound preaching, sound teaching. And then as we study, we'll study correctly, I believe, under that cascading order of the dispensing of God's word. I want to go back to 2 Timothy. Spent a couple weeks recently teaching on this verse in our Sunday school, particularly to our Sunday school teachers who we had setting in. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing means distributing properly. We're talking about dispensers of the word. Key to being a proper dispenser of the word is study. But I ask our people, how would they define the word study as it is used here in verse number 15? And we don't have time to have you write down or to think very long. just as quickly as you can, you see this verse, and it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. What does the word study mean to you? Most people will give a definition that is actually the mechanics of study. They'll read, they'll reread, they'll pray, they'll cross-reference, they'll concentrate, they'll search Scripture. But those are the mechanics of what the word study really means here. If you look at this word study, it's not the mechanics that are being referenced here, but the word study here comes from a word that means to labor. The actual thought in this verse is that the man of God should labor in the Word of God so that he will not be ashamed before God and so that he can rightly divide the Word. The word study in this verse is not talking about the mechanics, but it's talking about our laboring in the Word. How we labor in the Word might mean reading, might be studying, cross-referencing, looking things up on our computer programs and everything. But Paul is telling Timothy here to labor in the Word. If you want to understand that, just notice that in this very same verse, he says, if you labor in the Word, you will be a workman that doesn't have to be ashamed. You see that connection? The focus here is the word of truth. We're talking about dispensers of the word. If we want to be approved of God, a workman that has nothing to be ashamed of in our dispensing of the truth, and at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to labor in the word. And in this day of instant everything, and click, click, instant results, I don't think we understand the labor that we ought to be putting into the Word of God. I think there are many in the ministry who do not understand the labor that they should put into the Word of God. This is the senior man, Paul, speaking to the junior man, Timothy, and telling Timothy, you don't just get up and let your Bible fall open and then go with it. Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, labor in the Word. Prepare yourself well. Be ready to stand before God's people. Be fueled up and be full. You'll have no need to be ashamed. All that we as God's men would take serious, laboring in the Word. I told the church this, sometimes I labor in the Word for hours and hours and hours, and I think I got a message prepared, and I go to church and God has me preach something completely different. But that's not a waste of time. Because as you labor in the Word, and the Word of God is working in you, and the Word of God is working through you, the Word of God is accomplishing many things, and even if you're studying something that you don't end up preaching in the end, you are still prepared to dispense the Word of truth. Amen. Preachers that do not labor, pastors that do not labor in the Word, will not be good workmen, and will not be able to rightly divide and dispense the Word. We need to be laborers in the Word, workmen in the Word. Teachers need to labor in the Word. Put much effort into your lesson preparation. You're dealing with eternal matters, eternal souls. You're dealing with lives. You know, lives are saved or lost in the Lord's church through the Word of God. Really, the chief ministry of the church is the saving of life. God saves the soul. We're not added to the Lord's church until He has saved our soul. And He places us in His New Testament Baptist Church for the saving of our life. Another reason you need the Lord's church. You'll save your life. Amen. And as we teach the Word of God, we ought to labor in it. As we seek to have the Word of God dispensed to us individually, don't just read the Bible, study. Labor in the Bible. How many, if you are honest with yourself tonight and you really search your heart, labor in the Word during the week in between services at the house of God? There's nothing wrong with, qualify this, there's nothing wrong with reading the Word of God. Certainly we ought to be readers of the Word of God. There's nothing wrong with reading your Bible through every year, reading your Bible through two or three times a year. Read it through as many times as you can in a year. But what is being taught here in this verse of Scripture is something more than just reading. You can read your Bible through and it just be a reading exercise. Individually, we need to be laborers in the Word. Laborers, putting much effort into the Word of God. We're to shun, particularly preachers, as the text deals with, profane and vain babblings. They will increase to more ungodliness, and they will just plain increase. Error eats like a cancer. The only way you can counter error is with truth. Amen. Satan is a dispenser of error. As you do your channel surfing, you see Satan's false teachers and false preachers everywhere. You don't just see the false brothers, you see the false sisters too. Told the church recently that it's getting to the place where there's more women than men. A lot of the men, a bunch of wimps and cowards they are, stepping back and pushing their wives up because it's more appealing to the error crowd today. But Satan's out there, folks. He's propagating error. How do we combat that? By dispensing truth. He hasn't called us to spend all of our time fighting against this one and that one and this preacher and that one and this ministry. He's told us to preach truth. We dispense truth. Truth will always conquer evil. And truth will always conquer what God has purposed and ordained and sent it to accomplish. We'll never fail by being dispensers of the Word. It's impossible. Go to Jeremiah 23. Jeremiah 23, verse 28 and 29. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. He that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? I believe the prophet being talked about in verse number 28 is a false prophet. Let the false prophet prophesy. Is not God's word more important than the false dreams that are out there? What is the chaff? What is the message of the false prophet to the wheat or the truth of God's word? So let the false prophets tell their false dreams, but let those who have the word of God faithfully dispense the word of God. Amen. Let us, as we leave this conference, seek the Spirit of God to lead us, to teach us, and to guide us in the truth.
Amen.
Let us cherish, protect, be faithful to our churches where the Lord has placed us, as it is the Lord's church that is a pillar and ground of truth. Let us understand that in the Lord's church, He has given us pastors and preachers, missionaries, to dispense the word. Let us be faithful to hear the word from those that dispense it. Let us thank God for those who teach the word. Be attentive to their teaching, receiving of their teaching, and faithful in our teaching. Let the preacher, let the pastor, let the missionary labor in the word. Let the teacher be faithful to labor in the word. Let us as individuals be faithful to labor in the word. We might have the word. We might grow thereby, be perfected by. Let those that have the word of God speak God's word faithfully. Folks, the world needs the Lord's church. We need the Lord's church. We need faithful preaching and teaching of God's word. We need to be faithful studiers, laborers in the word. Thank God for the dispensing of the word. If you're here and you're lost, how many times have you heard the gospel dispensed? Even this evening, we have heard the gospel dispensed, the good news dispensed. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would make that dispensed word effectual upon you, and you would receive Christ tonight and be saved. No matter how many times you've heard it, do you hear it now for the first time? What a glorious thing it would be if the Lord was to save. Have you been a church member? Are you a church member? Have you sat under the faithful preaching of God's word? Sat under teachers in your Sunday school classes in the ministry of your church? Studied the word of God? And had God show you and reveal things to you that are not at this moment a part of your life? What good is if the word is dispensed if those things are not worked out? God has ever dispensed any truth to you and it's not being worked out in your life. Now's the time to work that out. Let us leave here thanking God for His church, the churches He's placed us in, faithful pastors, preachers, teachers. Thank God for the book. We can go to it and be fed.